The Chattanooga Audubon Society protects four nature and wildlife sanctuaries in this area, each with its own ecosystem: Audubon Acres, McClellan Island, Audubon Mountain, and Mackey Branch Wetland. On Saturday, September 25th, the Society will host its annual Torchlight Gala at Audubon Acres, starting at 6 p.m. Darlene Carlson is the Society's Executive Director, and Sarah Farnsley, an instructor here at UTC, is the Society Board Member. Sarah, Darlene, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Tell us about this year's Torchlight Gala.
It is a fundraiser for the Chattanooga Audubon Society. We have been around since 1944. We are actually the oldest conservation organization in Hamilton County. And this is pretty much an outdoor event, so we're able to have it safely.
And how are you having it outdoors for people who may be concerned about COVID-19?
Well, we will still be reviewing what is going on with COVID. Right now, it's masks strongly recommended. We hope not to have to make masks mandatory, but we will if we need to. Like I said, it's outside. There are tents that will protect us from weather. It is a rain or shine event.
Remind us of the significance of the word torchlight when we talk about the Chattanooga Audubon Society, Audubon Acres.
Torchlight comes from the book Torchlight to the Cherokees, which was written by Robert Sparks Walker. It was a Pulitzer Prize-nominated book. Robert Sparks Walker is our founder. He's the founder of the Chattanooga Audubon Society, so we're naming the gala after one of his published books.
At the gala are spring frog cabin tours led by Robert Sparks Walker, reenacted by Ray Zimmerman.
Good old Ray Zimmerman. Yes, he's helping us out. That will be very neat since it starts at 6. Spring Frog Cabin will be lit with the kerosene lanterns that are inside, and he'll be able to talk about that place.
And then how has the Society Audubon Acres been operating this past year plus of the pandemic?
We received the Payroll Protection Program money, which definitely helped us. But for the most part, our revenues, they were below because we had to cancel some of our other events and make some other of the events smaller. But for the most part, our admission revenue and our membership revenue actually saw an increase as people were realizing how important the outdoors is, and maybe it was something they were missing even before the pandemic and really just didn't know how much they missed it. So we've had a lot of walk-in and a lot of new memberships, which is great. It's great all around. It's great for the pandemic and keeping people safe, but it's great for people experiencing nature.
For some people, it was a reminder of what was there all along, and for other people, a discovery.
Yep.
And Sarah, tell us more of everything else happening at the gala.
We've got some amazing sponsors. Our presenting sponsor is Trust Federal Credit Union. And we've got Hutton and Smith that is going to be providing some beer. Chattanooga Whiskey is going to do some tastings, and I think they're going to have a special cocktail for the event as well. And one thing we're really excited about is having a special silent auction, which is going to feature some really valuable pieces of art, some signed artwork, these Havel Audubon prints. So we're going to have other items as part of the silent auction as well. We're going to have live music by a three-piece bluegrass band, Crooked Wits, some art in action. We're going to have an artist that is painting a landscape live there for the guests to enjoy. We'll have a raffle and, again, the torchlight walk. So we're going to have a lot going on, and hopefully it'll be really fun for our guests.
And Lauren Howard is actually a well-known potter in Chattanooga, and he'll be there demonstrating. He'll bring his pottery wheel and be able to demonstrate pottery making too.
And what plans are ahead in the next year beyond the gala?
Well, we are looking at doing a Native American festival on October 23rd. It is going to be entitled Coosa Chiefdom Days. We are working on that now. There will be more details to come on that. We are doing our traditional Pioneer Days in November, which is our event for elementary-aged kids. They get to see what it was like to live as a pioneer. That one is always a lot of fun. That's a great learning experience for the kids.
And out there on the acres lately, what places have each of you been drawn to?
I think just as we mentioned, having a place to be outside and walk amongst some really well-preserved trails, I think, has been a nice thing for me when I'm visiting Audubon Acres.
And what I'm really liking right now is we have our meadow where the gala is going to be held. We have half of it that we've left unmowed, and we've carved a path through it, so that alone is really neat. But there are all kinds of pollinator plants. There's a lot of ironweed out there. There's a lot of tick seed out there. And it is just gorgeous to see it. It's really pretty right now.
And for people who want more information about the gala, where can they go online?
ChattanoogaAudubon.org. And it's under the events tab.
All right. Darlene, Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.